Jump, or Jack's Urban Meeting Place, is holding a series of open houses this month. The nonprofit, located near the Connector in downtown Boise, calls itself a community gathering place. The sprawling complex includes meeting spaces, interactive learning studios, and a park. It was built by the J.R. Simplot Foundation in honor of Jack Simplot, who died in 2008. Kathy O'Neill is with Jump. She says Simplot wanted a place he could show off his collection of tractors. She told me, after he died, the idea gradually evolved into something much bigger.
He purchased 110 antique tractors and steam engines at an agriculture auction in Billings, Montana, back in 1998, and purchased them on behalf of the J.R. Simplot Foundation. And with this idea of using these antique tractors and steam engines to bring the agricultural roots of our valley back to the core of downtown Boise.
Wow, that's a lot of tractors.
That is a lot of tractors. We will actually have 52 of them strategically and artistically placed throughout the site at Jump once we're all finished with the entire project and site.
And it's not just about tractors. There's more to Jump than that.
It is, and it really started with his purchase of these tractors, but and JR is really the spirit behind it, his entrepreneurial, that out-of-the-box thinking type of spirit. But it's really evolved over the years to become this very unique creative center. It's a nonprofit creative center and a community gathering place that is designed to provide opportunities for the community to try something new and to learn from one another, to expand their imaginations and really to be inspired to find their passion in life, or that thing that really makes them tick and come alive. Because what we found is that, you know, when people find their passion, that's when they really can create or contribute the most to the world.
Now, I understand there are 5 creative studios at Jump. What is a creative studio?
Creative studio.
And who can use it?
Well, anybody. The studios are really designed to provide opportunities for classes and programs and workshops for the entire community. We have a share studio, which is our kitchen studio on the ground floor, and it will provide opportunities for youth and adult cooking classes, culinary arts competitions, demonstrations, community dinners. My kids are throwing in their suggestions for Cake Boss and Cupcake Wars and all of those fun culinary competitions that they see on TV that would be ideal in our share kitchen. We also have a play studio, which is our multimedia studio. It has digital editing stations and a green screen for film production, and really a space that will provide opportunities for budding filmmakers and writers and anybody who really wants to utilize the technology to be creative in their endeavors. We have a make studio, which is a maker studio with the latest 3D printers and woodworking and soldering equipment. And it's really a place for the community to build prototypes and come up with ideas and then test them out in the make studio. We have an Inspire studio. It's really a creative think tank and an incubator space for developing new ideas, as well as a space for collaboration, for bringing together all the various individuals and nonprofits in the community to collaborate and to exchange ideas and resources. We also have a Move studio, really for all types of movement and dance. It could be, you know, a ballerina from the Esther Simplot Performing Arts Academy is over there showcasing and helping others learn about choreography, but it can also be belly dancing and Western swing dancing and, you know, all types of movement. The studios are really intended to provide opportunities for the community to share their own passion and talents with others.
What do you hope Jump will do for downtown Boise?
You know, I think it's more than just downtown Boise. It's for the entire community. We're hoping that it will really provide an opportunity to strengthen and unite our community by bringing people together from all walks of life and all backgrounds and really unite one another, kind of break down some of the barriers that sometimes exist among people from different backgrounds and different experiences, and really bring people together and create those opportunities for individuals to really discover their passion.
Jump's Kathy O'Neill says the first of 3 open houses is set for Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. The community is invited to tour Jump and offer ideas on how to use the space.